Hello, everybody. Great to be with you again. For those of you who are just discovering this on YouTube, my name is Fred Davis. I'm the editor of a website called Awakening Clarity. It's a non-dual website. It's getting ready to become Awakening Clarity now. It'll actually be a new and different website. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about today is the fact that I mentioned in an earlier video that I had been down to a talk in Charleston, South Carolina over the weekend, where I spoke to a wonderful group at the Unity Church down there. It's just great. I mean, I really had a blast because this thing's got plenty of ham in it, and it never met a microphone it doesn't like. And I just love to get a microphone and prance up and down the aisles and hallelujah. You know, I mean, I'm not, because I am really not one of these guys that sits on a stool and talks in a very calm, you know, sweet, low tone voice, you know, just where you feel that peace just come in and it's like, oh boy, I love this. This is, oh, I wish you, hope you never stop talking. I'm a guy that comes in and just blasts you with two barrels of a shotgun. Hey, you know, I'm here and I'm in a good mood and I've got a microphone. So grab hold of your chair and let's see what happens. It's just the way I do things, you know. And I tried the other way. And I just didn't like it. I mean, I really didn't. I tried the other way when I was in recovery, and I couldn't talk that way in recovery, although I was mightily encouraged to do so. And I've been, you know, and I just, it doesn't work for me in non-duality either. So, you know, you get what you get. And when you get this unit, you get a pistol. So one of the things that I noticed is that There were some people in the room who had been around this stuff for a long time and had reached some understanding of and a great deal of misunderstanding as well. Because, you know, I will promise you that until you wake up, you can have all the intellectual understanding you want about non-duality. But if you have not yet woken up, then you've got a pack of misunderstanding built into you. Can't not, I promise you. So now, one of the funny things is that an awake person can't always, I'm sure, tell when if somebody else is awake, but we can't miss someone who's not. In other words, if you had somebody just sitting over in the corner and they were just quiet, I might not know one way or the other. Very good chance I wouldn't know. But if they start talking, it won't be long. And if they're in it, and if they're not only not awake but also full of themselves, I'm going to know in about 10 seconds. That's the truth. And I did all this myself, so I'm not telling you to, oh, you should stop doing what you're doing and be like I do what like I did. I'm telling you I did this, and I'm suggesting that because it's not helpful to your journey. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. We want to talk about something like that. I mean, it's wasting my time. But, you know, if there's nobody else waiting to speak to me and you really want to, okay. But it doesn't get us anywhere. See, in the last video I did was talking about looking for the dark in non-duality, looking for what we're not awake to. That's really helpful. That's what we want to be doing. But coming along and sharing with you how awake I am and what it is that I know, and that I spotted the flaw, the non-dual police flaws in your speech, in your talk, or that I understand why I got it and the rest of the audience didn't, or I understand that, you know, in other words, and let me help you out here a little bit and give you some tips on this thing. Or whatever, it's really not helpful to you. Concentrating on the light once you've found the light is not helpful. But God Almighty, concentrating on having the light when you have not yet found it is insane. And we'll do it. All of us will do it to some degree or another. But when we really do it and we really begin to believe it and we go after trying to convince other people that they should believe us as well, we're wasting their time, and we're not only wasting our time, but we are, but we're really hurting ourselves. We're hurting our progress, because I can't give a man something if he thinks he's already got it. That's the problem. Is that, you know, you in order to open, in order to put anything new in his hand, I got to open it. Do you see that? I got to have, there's got to be some space available for me to put something new. And if I'm already convinced, I'm awake. Let me tell you about this. Yeah, see all this. I'm awake. I'm awake. Oh, boy, and I'm special. This unit's been awake for years, man. And I got it some time ago, you know. That's when I got it. Yeah. No, I'm not doing anything about it now. I just got, but I had an amazing experience about 3 or 4 years ago, and I'd like to tell you about it because I hadn't had one since. So at any rate, I don't want to harp on it too much, but I do want to bring this to your attention and suggest that you take a hard look at yourself the next time that you go up to tell either a friend, but God forbid a spiritual teacher, just how awake you are and all this. I'm just trying to save you a little embarrassment and help you out, save you a little time too. But it's okay. You can do what you do. I'm waiting to hear from you either way. See you later. Bye-bye.